Many were surprised by the results of the 2016 election, meaning they were surprised by the number of people who supported President Trump and his views. Over 100,000 people voted for President Trump in Hawaii, and a new group hopes to advance his ideas on the UH Manoa campus. Meet Nick Oakes, former Trump Hawaii campaign co-chair and president and founder of Proud Boys Hawaii.
We are a social club, a fraternity. Proud Boys are what you would call the new right, or to make it simpler to understand, the alt-light.
Oakes says, contrary to media reports, they did not have anything to do with events in Charlottesville and are not racist.
The only thing you have to do to become a Proud Boy is declare yourself to be a proud Western chauvinist. It's just to say that we think Western culture is the best, and we need make no apology for that.
What is Western culture, then?
Western culture, the first world.
Who is that, anyway?
America, first and foremost. We're an American chapter, and we think this is the greatest country on Earth.
United States.
Canada, Western Europe, yeah. Let's not overcomplicate this. What's today's big controversy? The president is in trouble for, I know you have polite listeners, calling certain parts of the world crap holes, specifically Haiti, right?
Africa.
And Africa, sure. Objectively, these countries do not have anywhere near the standard of living that countries in the West do. Everyone agrees that Haiti is a crap hole. I think speaking honestly is just speaking honestly. And the fact that a controversy erupts from that is why we exist.
Oakes says his opinion that classes at UH were left-leaning and that he was penalized for his views prompted him to start Proud Boys Hawaii.
Absolutely. The anti-Western propaganda is so thick, anti-American, anti-military. I know Hawaii is especially bad because we have a real activist movement here. I talk to conservative students who do not want to be out about who they are because they fear repercussions, grades in class. That certainly happened to me.
Oakes says Proud Boys are anti-feminist, anti-PC, anti-racist, and pro-guns. They espouse generally libertarian views, glorify entrepreneurs, and venerate the housewife.
Reagan won Hawaii for his second term, and I would very much like, and I do think it's possible, for Trump to win Hawaii in his second term, especially with this tax plan. It's good for everybody. I mean, people are going to legitimately see more money in their paychecks in 2018.
5 years later, we won't have that amount of money in our paychecks, though.
Time will tell, yeah. I'm happy so far.
Oakes thinks climate change is a natural process and that mass shootings are statistically irrelevant to the gun debate. I asked if he was involved in an online chat that degraded a Jewish professor.
No, absolutely not.
Would Proud Boys use racial slurs?
No, and none of my guys did.
Proud Boys are known not just for their politics, but for their outfits, black Fred Perry polos. The brand has long been associated with white supremacist groups, though it's disavowed any connection with them or the Proud Boys. Oakes recently started a chapter of Young Americans for Freedom to get more conservative speakers on the UH Manoa campus. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.